Definitely one of the better days, you know. I suppose coming into the game, we just had to do our job. You know, we didn't really worry or think about the other game. Everyone's with you. I know it all ended well with Tyrone probably doing us a favour and beating Cork, and thankfully we got over the line here and put up a big enough score to finish top of the group. So, it's definitely one of the better days for Donegal, but listen, unfortunately it means nothing unless we go on and make it count, so it is. So, we're delighted to be in a quarter final and to top the group. So, listen, we're into a wee bit of unknown now, the fact we don't know who we're going to play, but at least we can sit down and enjoy the games. Extremely disappointing with just the way we played against Cork, you know, and at times I actually thought we played very well, but just a lot of silly mistakes was from, you know, from a lot of our better players, myself, Phone Ban, Patter, you know, boys like that giving the ball away, Keelan coming out from defence, who, you know, to be fair, normally we don't, but it was just one of those days, and unfortunately it was extremely costly, so it was. It put us into a hole, so it did, but we could only concentrate on ourselves, and no matter if I was going to be top in the group, finishing second or finishing third, we just wanted to be in a position going forward, you know, but thankfully we came out today. I think we played very, very good today, you know. I know it was probably tough on Clare, you know, in a position, so it was. So, but I thought we played very, very well and got a great range of scores and took our chances very well and really put Clare to the sword, and that's all we could do. And thankfully, as I said, Tyrone done us a favour when we topped the group. Delighted to get it from a personal point of view, obviously, you know. I suppose something, you know, we have touched on, that we haven't probably scored enough goals, probably down in Cork as well. Even at the start, we had one or two goal chances and we took it. Could have been a completely different game. So let's thankfully got into the position, to be fair to the boys. Done well, and Oisin slipped it off to me and just backed myself, and thankfully it went in. I know football's always been about big squads and stuff like that, but I do think even the way that the whole championship has come now, it's even more important to have huge squads and to have players coming off the bench that can make a real difference. And thankfully we have that at the minute. You know, Connor and as I said, Hugh adding on to that are it's great for us going forward. And it just, you know, what people probably don't see is the training. It makes your training game so much more competitive, because these boys are pushing. The boys are lucky enough to get starting jerseys every single night. They want to be on the team and they're pushing us, and the next 2 weeks will be extremely exciting, and from a Donegal point of view, because going to training, these boys are going to be pushing us and wanting spots, and it's going to be great, you know.